Sorry, partner. I apologize that our in-person is not brought to you by Bud Light.
That's okay.
That would make it nice. Green Beverage, a partner with us here on the show. T.J. Reeves, a friend of our show from FSR, but also SEC Radio Network.
Correct.
Stuff as well.
SEC14.com, doing some different stuff with the podcast there. And thanks for the plug for Fox Sports Radio, Saturday nights of the college football season. And this is some scene. I remember being here with you in 2007, when there were 400 members of the media, and it was massive. 400 members of the media 7 years ago.
Tripled it.
Probably 12 to 15 radio stations. Now what do we have? 30 or more radio stations down here. Upstairs.
And they cut it down.
Upstairs you've got everybody from ESPNU to CBS. I think Rachel Ray and the Food Network were the only ones that got boxed out.
No, they're in the kitchen
upstairs,
back here.
Upstairs. And 1,200, 1,300, I don't know that we know the accurate number. What a scene this is. And it signals that college football in the South and in the Southeastern Conference is about to be here. And I know we're all pumped about that.
They moved it up a week. Thank heaven.
Yeah.
Because that really, for those of us that do
this
talk radio, that do this, and those of us that just love college football, it helps. Because you're right. That you won't see one pigskin, hopefully, go flying through. I haven't in the first 2 days, first two and a half. Now we're working on the third day here. I haven't seen a football fly, but you just sent, and holy cow, driving over 77 degrees
polar
on
vortex.
July 16th.
Polar vortex has made its way
Alabama.
South.
Alabama, how is that possible?
Well, you know.
Feels like fall.
Little cool in the air. It'll warm back up soon enough. And, of course, tomorrow, Nick Saban and company will be here. I've been fascinated. I know you've been talking about this for the last couple of days. It's primarily been the coaches that have been the personalities. No Johnny Football this year, but there's not the engaging player personality that we're all here for. So we're getting more of Spurrier, his personality. Les Miles will be here shortly with the one-liners and who knows what's coming out of the hat's mouth. And then, you know, we'll have Nick Saban here tomorrow. So Will Muschamp is always a fiery guy, being asked a lot about his job security. So it's been more the coaches, I think, that we've paid attention to. Not to say that there aren't talented players, but there's not the player that is the great quote, the personality that's here this week.
There's
you agree?
There's not a drummer in front the way there was for when Johnny Manziel was bringing the parade.
Or Tebow previous to that.
And AJ, even last year, obviously, with that type of falling. But as a follower of the SEC, does that concern you?
No, because the level of play on the football field is the only thing that ultimately matters. Now, Manziel and that circus of the last 2 years only enhanced the interest in the league nationwide. We already know how rabid it is in this part of the world. But it's fascinating to do the national thing, like you do the local thing in Alabama. And there are people wanting to talk about Manziel and the Texas A&M Ole Miss game that they just watched on the national show, that are in Oregon, that are in Maine, that are in Minnesota, that were watching, whether it be on ESPN or saw the 2:30 Central Time CBS game, adjust your time zone accordingly, and watched LSU take on Alabama or watched Florida take on Georgia. There is that kind of appetite, and that's what's going to be fascinating about this SEC network as well, because if you are a fan of the league displaced Northeast, Upper Midwest, Pacific Northwest, that's heaven. Now I got my channel. Big Ten fan has had that channel. Texas fan has had that channel with the Longhorn Network, if you get your hands on it. Now it's coming for the SEC Network, and for the fan that is displaced, that's huge. Huge.
T.J. Reeves, Fox Sports Radio, and SEC14.com, among another entity that I'll mention here in just a moment. But T.J., kind enough to join us. Steve Spurrier yesterday, you know, makes the comment, Nick Saban's the greatest recruiter in the history of college football. And there are people that I heard preface that by saying, Steve Spurrier takes a shot or takes a dig at Nick Saban by calling him the greatest recruiter in the history of college football. Is that a dig?
I don't think it was.
Or is that just an accurate statement?
Now, you got to remember, I have been around him for 30 years, living in the Tampa-St. Pete area. He was the coach of the Tampa Bay Bandits, which he was referencing yesterday at the media days. against the Birmingham Stallions. Now we're really dating ourselves.
I was there, by the way.
Your producer engineer is looking in horror because he has no idea, because he's a sub-30-year-old, that we are speaking a foreign language of Tampa Bay Bandits, Birmingham Stallions.
I still remember my date's name. But
so Cliff Stout... And he even referenced Cliff Stout, Raleigh Dodge as the coach.
Great time, man.
And of course, the Bandits being led by John Reeves, the former Florida quarterback. Spurrier,
yes,
a former Florida quarterback himself. So my point is, I go back with Spurrier 30 years.
You've met.
Never going to change who he is or how he is, but I know when he's trying to zing. He was zinging Kevin Sumlin and the contract. But his agent, Sumlin, is Steve Spurrier's agent, one Jimmy Sexton in Memphis. So that was not a zing about the recruiting thing. He was paying him a compliment, and he was also demonstrating that Alabama's had success on the football field the last 6-7 years because of it. So it'll be very interesting to hear Les Miles some today. Remember in 07, it was Miles getting ready to play against Saban. LSU getting ready to play against Alabama, Saban getting ready to go against LSU when he had coached them, and that was all the big talk. What were they going to say about each other? And Miles kind of fell on the sword 7 years ago. So, it'll be fascinating to hear those two guys one after the other. Miles today, Saban tomorrow. But no, Spurrier wasn't taking a dig at him about that. He's got plenty of other things to dig on.
The other entity.
Yes.
Many that you're involved with.
Yes.
The broadcaster.
Yes.
PGA Tour Radio.
Hello.
Little tournament tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
The British Open. You going to give me...
Are we going to be up at 3 a.m. Central Time to watch Tiger Woods, 4 a.m. Eastern? Which is roughly 9 a.m. Scotland time?
Here's my guess. If you want to see Tiger Woods this weekend, perhaps you should see him Thursday.
I don't disagree. Bigger likelihood he makes the cut... Or misses the cut, or he contends.
I said yesterday, I don't think there's any in between.
I agree.
I don't think he's among the first groups off on Saturday and Sunday. I think he's either in the top 10 or he's bagging it.
I think there's a strong likelihood he is slamming the lid on the trunk of the car late in the afternoon on Friday. Because he's only played two rounds in the last 4 months. They weren't very good. They were 3 weeks ago. He hasn't played since. How do you have any expectation? It's great that they're going to roll out the footage of him winning at Hoy Lake 8 years ago where they're playing. That's great. Irrelevant for tomorrow and Friday. He hasn't been playing golf this year. He's coming off serious injury. How is his short game and his putting going to be better when he hasn't been playing? What happens when the wind and the rain and the elements come in and your short game and your putting hasn't been tested, great, improved? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's going to put 64 up on the board in the next 2 days. If he does, it's a remarkable 64 or 66 or something like that. The stronger likelihood is it's 73 tomorrow or 75 tomorrow. Let's see. We'll find out.
Do the Tampa Bay Bucks... I've got a minute and a half. Do the Tampa Bay Bucks play in Atlanta this year?
Yes, they do.
I got to get the date because if I can't get
the Thursday. It's the Thursday night game, the third week of the season, late September. Thursday night and the Falcons. We got to get you hooked up at the Georgia Dome. You haven't been to the Georgia Dome enough in your life. You got to get to the Georgia Dome one more time for Buccaneers Falcons Thursday night NFL.
I have not been there for an NFL game in.
Years,
I got to spend the first half on the field with you on the Bucs side, then go hang out with Wes.
There you go. Go hang out with Wes Durham up there in the broadcast booth. And, yeah, that'll be the third week of the regular season. So, yes, other than the SEC Media Days and other than the golf and other than the Saturday night Fox Sports radio show, we got some NFL football on the horizon, too. We got plenty on the plate.
Other than that, he's not very busy, folks.
Yeah.
He is T.J. Reeves of all those entities for which we discussed. Thanks for coming by, man.
Great to be with you on Tide 99 FM. Great to see you in person here in Birmingham. Hold the fort down, all right, will you?
Got it covered. Safe travels back home.
Okay, my friend.
TJ, great to drop by in person.